WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 24 degrees. We'll talk about that forecast, which will warm up a little bit. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police report two men and one woman found in an apartment yesterday morning died from possible gunshot wounds.
Shortly after 9 a.m., we received a call at the 3200 block of Finfeather, which is Canyon Village, for a report of a welfare concern after an employee didn't show up for work. Officers, medical personnel, they arrived at the scene and confirmed that there were three deceased persons inside one of the apartment complexes.
Officer Kelly McKeithen identified those who died as Virginia and Melvin Benefield, the occupants of the apartment, and Larry Davis, who lived in a nearby unit.
With the deaths of three people in this unit, has the investigation led to any discovery that anyone else may have been in the apartment at the time this happened?
That is unknown at the time.
The bodies were taken to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for autopsies. McKeithen says the public is not in any danger. A lengthy update of capital projects in the city of Bryan was part of the last city council meeting. City Manager Keene Register's report included an upcoming deadline for property owners interested in applying for the next round of traffic management modifications.
In the current round of applications, 10 requests for projects have been received with a April 1st deadline for submission. We expect to see several more. The local area traffic management program projects, which were funded in the 2016-17 initial round, are planned for construction over the next 3 to 4 months. The speed humps on Barrick were recently reconstructed, and the next work will occur on Broadmoor between Camelot and Janus Trail to install traffic islands to mitigate the vehicular speeding issues.
Broadmoor between Janus Trail and Camelot Drive is currently closed through the end of March on weekdays between 8 and 5. An International Agriculture Seed Corporation is opening a research and development center in the BioCorridor.
The joint agreement between Adventus Seeds and Texas A&M AgriLife Research was announced by the Research Valley Partnership. College Station was chosen from 10 candidates, according to a news release from Adventus CEO, in part due to AgriLife's advanced sorghum research programs. Advance's new center will also have research and development capabilities for corn, sunflowers, canola, and rice. As part of the partnership, Advanta will provide internship opportunities for graduate students. Another reason Advanta selected the BioCorridor was the state of Texas' very clear regulations and policies regarding international seed research. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today's business in Congress includes voting to keep the federal government running another 4 weeks. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan would rather extend federal spending through the end of the budget year, which is September 30th.
There are four provisions in this that are pretty important for Texans. One is the health insurance tax, which is part of Obamacare, will be stopped. The Cadillac tax, which is important to our folks in the district that have really generous health care plans, particularly union health care plans, will be stopped.
Flores says immigration reform will not be tied to federal spending.
Try immigration policy to funding the federal government will not be allowed. And so we've said that's not going to happen, and we've held firm, and we've been successful in that so far.
Flores says the proposal calls for ending a tax on the manufacturing of medical devices and adds a 6-year extension of the Children's Health Insurance Program. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 24 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. First of all, we'd like to thank you, Brazos Valley, for supporting us in our first year of business. We have been truly blessed with many wonderful customers. Here at ASAP Equipment, we have great New Year deals on all Yanmar excavators, skid steer attachments, Gravely mowers, and steel products. So if you need to upgrade some equipment for the new year, please keep ASAP Equipment in mind. Give John Jarvis a call at 690-1106 or visit us online at asapequip.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we?
Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Temperatures are actually going to be warming up over the next several days, which will be a welcome change from the very cold weather we've been seeing. Today, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Overnight clouds, 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's 50 to 55 tomorrow afternoon. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Clouds on Saturday, a few showers possible. Highs will be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's 8:10. Okay, guys, I need your help in finding something.
We'll do what we can.
Okay, all right. The story is that apparently deer around the railroad tracks in Japan is a problem.
Okay.
And, you know, clearly if wildlife gets in the way of mass, you know, fast media, planes, that kind of thing, it's not a good deal. So apparently hundreds of deer stray onto the tracks across Japan every year, mainly in remote areas, causing widespread disruption. So a team at Railway Technical Institute has created an unusual system to deal with this, which involves animal noises being blasted from the train.
Oh, okay.
The early test says that it has reduced animal sightings by 45%.
Wow, it's pretty successful.
So I'm trying to find audio of this thing.
Animal noise.
Exactly. They have the sound of a deer snort combined with the barking of an enemy dog.
Oh, wow.
In hopes that those combined sounds will keep other wild animals at a distance from the tracks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The early test conducted on board a train after dark, the deer snorts play for 3 seconds, followed by 20 seconds of dog barking.
Okay.
Have we? So what I want to do is see if we can find any audio of deer snorts. Of this train would be even better.
Right, of course.
Because it makes me start thinking about, you know, the train silencing the situation we have in downtown Bryan. If we could just have deer snorts.
Right.
You know, instead of the horn, that would probably be a good thing.
I like this snort, bark, growl, bark, bark.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm still looking for actual video.
I hate
or
that
audio.
They don't have audio for
I'm
us.
I'm surprised.
Now,
I know I'm looking at an article on BBC and nothing.
We're wanting to get it specifically from the train, or you just want to hear what a deer snort sounds like?
I guess, short of being able to find it, he never listens to me.
No.
He was looking into it. I was busy. Did you find a deer snort?
Yeah, just YouTubed it.
Okay, all right. So,
but it's not the official.
Right, here's a natural deer snort. That's it?
That's it.
Yeah,
it like a
it's
bird.
Like stomping its foot.
Oh, is it?
They're going, bah!
Yeah, okay.
So there you go. Deer snort. Here we got perfect snort. 10 snort wheeze.
You know, if we knew someone in the book.
This
guy's adding his commentary. We don't need that.
Okay.
We don't need that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe if we knew someone in the Japanese
train industry,
we could have called.
I can't imagine there's not a desire for people who want to hear this. I mean, they do want to hear this.
I guess whenever you're talking about putting, because they have the fence around the train tracks, right?
Well,
generally,
some places, but out in rural areas,
yeah,
they might not.
You can't put a fence that long.
Because that's a long, long way. And so They don't.
You can build a wall.
You could build a wall. You could. And the thing is...
Well, they don't want to prevent the deer from crossing altogether, just not when the train's coming.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing. You know, there was time that we've looked at high-speed rail, and there were people in the agricultural industry who said that, you know, it upset the cows.
Right.
But if we could have it, like, yell moo at them as it went by.
And I think what they were also talking about implementing was like berms where it would go over a green space where animals could pass safely underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Caller.
Yeah, is this, am I on?
You are. You're right here with us.
Hey, Greg, listen, I found that audio for y'all.
Did you?
I don't know how good it'll go over the phone, but here, I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Are you alone wherever you are?
No, no, but everybody's really looking at you.
Yeah, okay. Oh my gosh.
Meanwhile,
that was so
in Starbucks
great.
This morning.
I love our listeners.
What a fun place to work, wherever that happens to be. I guess.
I think I heard
fun
some dogs
annoying,
back there that
yeah.
were freaking out a little
that's,
bit.
That's either the boss or the boss hasn't gotten there yet. But mm-hmm. anyway. Well, thank you. I appreciate that recreation, reenactment of the.
Ooh, someone just texted in, made a great point. Imagine the poor engineer having to listen to that thing the entire trip.
Excellent point.
Well, I assume from
excellent
inside
point.
The train you might not be able to hear it, well, but if it's going from the outside of the train, what about passing when it's passing houses and homes?
Well,
you know?
I think the idea is that they only do it in rural areas.
Right.
That's why, however, I think in downtown Bryan, it'd be kind of neat if we had deer snorts and dog barks.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. anyway.
Especially like during First Friday or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what on earth
well,
was that first
maybe
noise?
Maybe we could just record that and just play it every once in a while. I mean, after said, all, they use your voice at Kyle Field.
Yeah, that's true.
There.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, we.
You
I
can go to the bathrooms on the left.
If you go to Kyle Field, that female voice you hear is Chelsea.
Yeah,
it's so Chelsea.
Yeah, yep. Telling you where to
it
go.
It freaked
to
me out
the
first time I heard it. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's in my head now.
She's yeah. everywhere.
Abercrombie Kids is the latest brand to get into the gender-neutral clothing business.
Oh, right.
Okay. The Hollywood Reporter says Abercrombie's new Everybody collection includes clothing and accessories ranging from hoodies to baseball caps and pool slides.
Pool slides.
What is a pool slide?
Well, like flip-flops, but,
okay,
but without
gotcha.
The, you know.
The little thingy between your toes?
Correct.
I got you. Okay. So the,
flip without the flop.
Yeah, the 25-piece range was inspired by customer feedback and is on sale now. Prices ranging $20 to $40. So there you are.
All righty.
So when Jersey Shore comes back.
The Shore.
If it comes back, I guess it is. They were going to do a reunion show.
Yeah.
Apparently, Mike the Situation,
who was in jail,
won't be there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang it.
The Situation was like the best one.
He really was.
But the problem is that apparently he and his brother set to plead guilty to charges of tax fraud tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll put a damper on things.
Yeah, they're accused of not paying federal income tax on almost $9 million in income.
Wow.
So Jim Tan Laundry should have been Jim Taxes Laundry,
ooh,
you know what I mean?
Yep, GTL.
GTL.
Word is that Mike going to be serving up to 15 years in the clink.
Wow.
Whoa!
Yeah, brother will be doing 25 years.
Dadgum, I can't see him doing well in prison.
Well,
I was just thinking the same thing. Like, will the other inmates find him entertaining and cool, or will they think he's just like a punk?
I've never seen the show.
I want to go work in the laundromat, you know?
Yeah, my thought is that might not end well.
Yeah, he's going to have a hard time keeping up his tan in prison.
Yeah, that's also...
It's hard to have a good rep, I think, when you go in initially, if you're known for that. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of reps, Matt Lauer has a pretty bad one right now.
Very.
Yes.
Anyway, so he's gone, and so now his Matt's co-host, Meredith Vieira is going to be on the 2016 Rio Summer Games with Katie Couric.
Oh.
They're going back in time?
You mean 2020?
Yep.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Katie Couric, who used to be a long time ago on the Today Show. And then she went on to other stuff that didn't work very well, like the CBS Evening News and that kind of stuff. So now she's coming back, apparently, to co-host the Winter Olympics.
He didn't catch it, Chelsea.
I know.
I
got confused. You said
2016 Rio Olympics.
And we're going to be in South Korea
Meredith
in 2020.
Vieira. Yeah, Meredith Vieira was the co-host of the Rio Olympics. She's going to be co-ranking with Katie Couric.
I see.
Now, also Mike Tirico will be over there, too. And, of course, the ever-present Bob Costas.
Of course. Hopefully his eye is okay.
Yeah, because last time the eye thing wasn't.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Now,
was
something else I read about the Olympics earlier this morning was that North and South Korea say that their athletes will actually walk under the same flag.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know, but they've done this before where they've walked under the same flag back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
This time around, though, it still looks like athletes will compete separately except for a women's ice hockey team.
Yeah, they're going to have North and South Koreans competing.
Right.
So, but the hockey team will be both.
They'll be both countries, but everyone else will, you know, I guess, still compete for North or South. But during the ceremonies and whatnot, they will walk under the same flag.
It'll be easy to spot them apart, though, because all the North Korean athletes will be leaving early to try and somehow find their way to freedom.
Find a way home. Yeah. So now, but I mean, you understand, like that whole MASH show was about the Korean war.
Okay. Yeah.
There was the war over there.
Right.
Kind of like that Vietnam thing with the North and the South. So they haven't gotten along for like 70 years almost.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, okay. I mean, I'm glad they...
Yeah, it just says at the opening ceremony, they will walk under the same flag.
All right. Now, I also saw someplace that they're going to televise those Olympics live in every time zone.
Yeah, so
how's that gonna
it's
work?
Supposed to. I was reading up on it the other day, and are you talking about the entire thing or just the opening ceremony?
I think the entire thing.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
Anyway, yeah. So.
Well, opening ceremonies, I know, start at like 5 a.m. here on Friday, February 9th, maybe?
Yeah, 8th or 9th. I
yeah, but it's
like
it's at like 5 a.m., but then they will re-air it on that night, Friday night, at like, you know, in prime time, so everyone who's normal can watch
currently 11:19 p.m.
Okay, that's
there,
what I was wondering. Okay, so that's, that'll be interesting. See how that plays. But, I can't get enough of the Olympics. I mean, they're awesome, especially during the winter.
Are you being sarcastic?
I like curling, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't like anything else.
Sometimes I can't tell.
Yeah, I know.
Curling, I definitely like the Summer Olympics better, but I can still,
And, well, anything that has to do with sweeping is cool, though. I mean, because I'll watch NBC Sports sometimes, the sports channel, just because they have curling on.
Right.
And, you know, they yell at each other. It's really
kind of
like, fun.
Snowboarding is fun. And the thing where they fly off the big hill on the skis.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ski jumping.
Slalom?
Yes,
no,
that's
I used to love figure skating. I think it's called ski jumping.
Why? How did you lose your love of figure skating?
Well, I don't know. Just as a little girl, I thought it was really cool.
Oh, okay. To be able to spin around fast and jump and do that.
Thought she was trying out or something. They rejected her.
But then you
her.
Decided not
no,
to?
No, I didn't love figure skating. Okay. It hurts my ankles. Okay. But I just loved watching it in the Olympics.
But see, I mean, you know, there's Spirit Ice. They got people over there doing that every day.
Good for them.
It's a deal. It's a deal. I understand.
It's kind of like gymnasts. You have to be really good at the age of four.
All
dreams are lost.
But that's the reason that ABC caught on to that. They said, hey, we can get females to watch if we do just all over-the-top coverage of this ice skating.
Right
stuff.
Now, and then they have ice dancing too.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's an American team this year who actually they are together in real life, and they're in love.
I'm amazed that they don't have an ice skating channel. You know what I'm saying?
Are you?
Yeah.
Just
well,
by itself,
right? Because I mean, if you could have a golf channel.
Good point.
Look at some of the channels we've got out there. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't.
They have the RFD channel.
I think I just really liked the outfits.
Okay.
There's a lot of glitter and sparkles involved in ice skating.
But I would think that, you know, just to be able to at the at the end of a day or you've had a tough day, you could switch over to the ice skating channel.
Probably very soothing.
Yeah, and watch.
I do like to watch people fall.
The 1982 European Championships or something.
Yeah.
You know there's enough video out
there's
there.
There's definitely enough.
And when they run out of actual live entertainment, they can always do like Blades of Glory.
That's
right.
The
cutting edge.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like how to dress for ice dancing with Johnny Weir or Scott Hamilton.
I really think we're on the cutting edge of this.
So to speak.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
823 Newstalk 1620 WTAW. If you weren't with us 10 minutes ago, we had a guy simulate a deer snort for us.
And bark. Because that's part of the train, noises.
Dogs can get in front of trains,
too. In an office with coworkers. So
I'm just saying, whenever...
I think the bark is supposed to just scare the deer.
Probably right.
Because a deer snort might attract deers.
Yeah, that's kind of And again, I don't know, but it may be an angry snort.
Yeah, that's true. There's different snorts. There's a come-hither snort. And then there's a get away from me snort.
Can you give me an example?
Well, no, there's a come here and a sick'em. There's a come here snort and a sick'em.
There's a that's the come hither snort.
Okay, what's the get away from me snort?
That's the get away from me snort.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Call of the wild.
Can you, my noises were funny.
Yeah, that wasn't really a snort.
It was kind of a moo.
Yeah.
It was kind of
okay.
I can't do that.
That was good.
Been around cows enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way things are in East Texas. Though.
Yeah.
That's the way things are.
Well, when you don't have any friends and there's just the cows, you got to find somebody to talk to.
Well, that's true. But many years ago, we did record a cow that was somewhat different.
Okay.
Where is it? I can't find it. Now it's
We were also talking about curling in the Olympics, and one of our listeners sent in a very sexist joke, but I'm going to read it anyway because it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Curling is the best co-ed sport. The men get to bowl and the women get to sweep.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. All right.
On ice.
I know.
Mr. Downs just texted in. I am so proud.
Hey. This is our Marconi year. I'm just saying.
We are definitely winning.
Doing everything that we can to represent ourselves and the company.
It's like Ronald McDonald.
Caller.
Yes, sir. I got a comment.
All right.
Or old McDonald.
You have a comment?
Yeah.
What are you commenting on?
These people have made me snort my coffee through my nose twice here in a week.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
It's a waste of good coffee.
Old McDonald had a farm earlier, not
Ronald McDonald.
I know. That was way off. It's fine.
Ronald McDonald had a
I say a lot of things wrong, but I usually correct myself.
No, that was okay.
That's what separates us from the fake news.
That's exactly right. We're the real thing, and when we make a mistake, we let you know that we know that it's a mistake, and so we do. So anyhow. All right. In the meantime, Massachusetts police have charged a guy with stealing several manhole covers. Webster officer. I mean,
that's pretty crappy.
First of all, how many do you need?
That's really mean.
You know, one would probably be enough.
Yeah.
Webster police say 46-year-old Darren Lavelle snatched multiple manhole covers on Wednesday, replacing them with orange traffic cones. Witnesses spotted him in the act, called authorities.
At least he replaced them.
Well, I guess. Yeah.
People weren't just
walking
disappearing.
In them.
Yeah. Yep. Cops stopped him later in the day, and he admitted to the theft. The covers were later recovered at a salvage yard where he'd sold them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the salvage yard really kind of ought to know, right, that you're not supposed to have that. And if you do, you've probably broken the law to get them there.
Just like a chop shop almost.
Yeah, my thought would be that, but I guess they gave him the money anyhow. They were able to get those and catch him. He faces larceny charges. Police say he may be trying to raise money to feed his drug addiction.
Oh.
Well, that's awfully judgmental, isn't it? Well, of course, the whole idea of let me collect some manhole covers and see how that works out is probably not going to end well. 827.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Futures are mixed this morning after stocks soared to record highs yesterday. The Dow Industrial surged 322 to close at 26,115. The NASDAQ jumped 74. Bankrate's Greg McBride says for now, everyone's bullish.
The economy's growing. You've got new tax legislation that's going to further power corporate earnings. Corporate earnings really being the fuel for stock prices. Inflation is still low. I mean, you've got a lot of favorable tailwinds.
But some investors are concerned that new spending plans resulting from the new tax environment could lead to higher wages and ultimately higher inflation. The FTC is investigating whether semiconductor company Broadcom engaged in anti-competitive tactics in negotiations with customers. The Wall Street Journal says the probe, which has been going on for several months, gathered steam lately with subpoenas that seek an extensive amount of information. Crude oil trading up 8 cents at $64.05 a barrel. That's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
YouTube scandals are out of hand. We've seen shootings, porn aimed at kids, fake kidnappings, and at least one live gang rape. And I'm just scratching the surface. So now, to clean itself up, YouTube is about to deploy a secret weapon. Kim Commander with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. Google's YouTube has been spiraling out of control for more than a few years, so the company is clamping down on just who will get paid for the videos they create. From here on, video creators will need at least 1,000 subscribers to their channel and a total of 4,000 hours per year of their videos viewed to qualify for what's called the YouTube Partner Program. That's where the big money's made and where the most outrageous and oftentimes revolting videos are posted. It's gotten so bad that YouTube is now deploying a secret weapon. Humans, real people, to monitor what's going on. Will that solve the problem? Only if those humans have more class and common sense than many of the video producers. We'll see. I'm Kim Commando.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Commando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way, because these days you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 24 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A global agriculture company has announced a new research facility in the BioCorridor as part of a partnership with Texas A&M AgriLife Research.
Thanks to the Research Valley Partnership for sharing the news about the decision by Advanta Seeds to open a biotechnology center, which according to Advanta will accelerate the corporation's research and development of their key crops, particularly grain and forage sorghum. According to Advanta's news release, selecting AgriLife Research from 10 candidates was in part because of what the company says are clear and business-friendly policies, which is crucial for making new technologies available to farmers quickly. The R&D center will also involve Advanta's rice, canola, corn, and vegetable sunflower seed products. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next Wednesday marks the one-year anniversary starting modifications outside the City of Bryan's Municipal Office Building to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. City Manager Keene Register provided an update at the last City Council meeting.
The new contractor for the Municipal Office Building ADA improvements is making progress on the sidewalk work and remedying the previous contractor mistakes. Once the new handrails are installed, the new stairs will be open and allow the next phase of the sidewalk work in front of the fountain to begin. In the meantime, the contractor will be working on the parking lot light poles. The contractor appears to be on schedule for completion by the end of April, weather permitting.
The project was originally scheduled to be completed last May. A welfare check for someone who did not report to work yesterday morning led Bryan police to a West Side apartment and the discovery of the deaths of two men and one woman.
All potentially have died from gunshot wounds. The deceased persons are being sent to Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy so we can confirm the manner of death.
Officer Kelly McKeithen identified those who died as Virginia and Melvin Benefield, the occupants of the apartment at the Canyon Village Complex on Finfeather, and Larry Davis, who lived in a nearby unit.
At this time, we do not believe the public is in any danger.
Any weapons found?
That's part of the investigation, and I'm unable to release that information.
McKeithen says it has not been determined if anyone else was in the apartment at the time of the deaths. A vote is scheduled in Congress today to keep the federal government running another 4 weeks.
I'd like to get it funded through September 30th, but it looks like we'll have just a CR that goes a few weeks.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says there are several things in this proposal that are important to Texans.
Most important for Texas is that Children's Health Insurance Program will be extended for 6 years.
Flores says two things that will be stopped are the health insurance tax that's part of Obamacare and a tax on the manufacturing of medical devices. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 24 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
I love my wife, and I really love sleeping with her. I'd like to do it more.
Now that we have Theravent, sleeping with my husband is amazing. We woke up spooning this morning.
Theravent anti-snore strips are getting couples back to sleep together, because now there's no excuse to keep snoring. Theravent is clinically shown to reduce snoring using the power of your own breathing. They're now available in stores nationwide, and you can see how they work at Theravent.com. Theravent. The answer is right under your nose. Not intended to treat sleep apnea. Use as directed.
836, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Temperatures are actually going to be warming up over the next several days, which will be a welcome change from the very cold weather we've been seeing. Today, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Overnight clouds, 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's 50 to 55 tomorrow afternoon. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Clouds on Saturday, a few showers possible. Highs will be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're pleased to have Dr. Christy Whitbeck here. She is the new April last year, superintendent of Bryan. Dr. Whitbeck, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Pull right in front of that microphone. There you go. Okay, a little bit about you. Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to Missouri State, University of Houston.
Where'd you go to, like, high school and junior high and all that?
I was a military kid. I lived all over the world.
Oh, did you?
Ended up in Belton, Missouri, which is South Kansas City, Missouri, okay. And ended up there with my dad retiring from the military.
Every one of us has a teacher, one or two, that made an impact on us, left an impression on us. For me, it was Miss Ball, who was my English teacher. So how about you?
A lot of the impressions for me came a little bit later. There's a very wonderful educator, Dr. Elizabeth Clark. She's an assistant superintendent up in Birdville.
Okay. Birdville is in
the Dallas area.
Okay. All right.
And
okay.
I would just say she made a huge impression on me as a young educator about my leadership ability and really encouraged me to get the doctorate, to move on up. So she stands out to me in my life.
What was your classroom experience?
I was a good student, kind of one of those teacher pleaser type, always involved, student council president, you know, drill team, everything, lots of activities.
And the class that you hated the most in high school?
probably chemistry.
Yes, just we're kindred spirits.
Yes, didn't love that one. Yeah. Got through it, but didn't love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it, you know, because I went to school in a small town, and I got to know the chemistry teacher who really gave me, well, he gave me the grades I deserved, but they weren't the ones that I liked. What were your favorite subjects?
Government, English, writing, you know, high school. We called it at the time, we didn't have AP. We right. had college prep English. Right. I would say that would be one of my favorites.
So what was it that made the light come on for you when you decided you wanted to go into upper administration?
Well, I can tell you it's probably a negative example.
Okay.
When I was a first grade teacher, I was doing a special activity with my kids. I read 50 books. And so when the kids would read 50 books, we had a ceremony, T-shirts and cookies, and invited their parents, and they did a little reading excerpt. And I asked my principal to come and be there and shake their hands. And his office was literally 100 feet from my classroom. And he didn't come. He didn't have a conflict. He just didn't come. And I remember thinking at 22 years old, wow, I can do better than that. Mm-hmm. And we kids deserve better than that from their leaders. And I really think very early on, and it was only a year after I started teaching that I began to work on my master's.
So you spent 30 years in education. Most of the administrative stuff has been Texas?
All of it has been Texas.
So, you know, you've got guidelines that you have to follow. Feds give you guidelines, states give you guidelines. But as a superintendent, how can a superintendent put their mark on a school district, in your view?
Always do what's right. Never anything less. Give it everything you've got. And never forget what it's like to be a teacher and to think from that classroom perspective, that all the decisions that we make go right back to what's going on in that classroom. And that's what I've always tried to do throughout each of my positions.
Dr. Christy Whitbeck here. She's the superintendent of BISD. One of the first things that you did is you decided to hire a chief of staff. We've never had a chief of staff before. Give me your thought process as to why that was needed.
Well, when I looked at the work that was being done, and I saw it from a more of a higher level view, it appeared to me that one of the areas we needed to work on was more strategic planning, making the work make sense, making it have a logical flow. And we had a lot of people working, but to me, we needed to kind of rein it in and get it directed to where we could make the biggest impact. And so I needed someone with that kind of skill set who was good at looking at big things, boundaries, looking at things of what are our board goals, how do we go about accomplishing that. And so Ginger Carabine, I had worked with before, I knew her skill set. And so I was very, very pleased to be able to bring that in. I think anyone that's working in our cabinet right now, our board of trustees, would tell you, our principals, that they can see the impact.
You came in and replaced a person under uncomfortable circumstances for the school district, and it probably puts you in some uncomfortable positions as well. Where are we today, a year since those times? What are the areas that still need to be improved? What are the areas that you feel like you've patched up?
Well, in terms of what was, I think what was perhaps maybe some miscalculation that we've had to really work on deals with the realignment. And if I could summarize it, I would say when the district went from a three-tiered system of elementary, middle school, high school to a four-tiered, where you went K-4 and then you put in a 5-6 and a 7-8, then there were a lot of decisions that had to be made about the capacity of schools, the transportation for schools, the facilities themselves, parking, carpool lines, just a plethora of decisions. And I would say that in those decisions that were done perhaps all throughout last year and the year before, there were perhaps things not thought through. No fault of any one person, just very well-intended people, as a matter of fact. But nevertheless, as we move into actual implementation, which is when I got on board, then we begin to see, wow, this doesn't work. Why did we think about that? And I asked those critical questions, believe me, but not in a harsh way. I mean, we've got to solve the problems together. So in doing so, that's where we then pull together the right stakeholders, get in there and roll up our sleeves and think, okay, what's going to be the best solution to make this work? Now, many of the decisions did work and are functioning well, but just moving to that four tier And, you know, College Station has that. There are several districts across the state that do. And it can work very well. And it will work very well in Bryan. But the pain of implementation would be, I would say, the most challenging thing that we've dealt with.
Certainly. Well, and again, we see it in College Station. They have to deal with attendance zones because they had already gone to this system, but you are struggling with that. The other thing is transportation. You took a pretty bold move during the Christmas break in that you changed start times of schools. You changed the bus schedule. That basically was thrown on the people of BISD, and there's been some pushback, certainly. And like anything else, there's going to be positives and there are going to be negatives to this. But what was it that was so pressing that you felt like that change needed to happen during the break?
Well, it's kind of multifaceted. One, we had children idling at a hub for 45 minutes to an hour, sitting on a bus. And then sometimes getting off that bus, it's hot. A lot of issues with what I would call the hub, because the hub had been going on for years in Bryan, but never with the number of children that it now had due to the realignment. So that was a huge piece. We had a lot of students getting to school late, even like high school. You know, I'd get emails from an Algebra 2 teacher saying my student is coming in 25 minutes late every day. We would go back to the bus system. Can you reroute? What can you do? And you would get down to a point where there were some pieces that could not be fixed. Now, we had a few schools that it was fine, no worries. But when you look at it from a system of 22, there were many more problems than there were successes. So then it became, let's discuss this with all the stakeholders. Key stakeholders are principals. First and foremost, it's the leader who sees the big picture at every school. Then parents. I have a parent forum. We talked to teachers. We talked to a group, our board, I mean, a lot of different people, to say, what do we do? And my question was, do we limp along or do we take the plunge and make the decision? And unanimously in every stakeholder group, it was bite the bullet and let's do it. We can't go on like this an entire second semester. It's not good for kids, or at least most kids. You know, some kids you're going to find it was great either way. Some family now might be inconvenienced that wasn't inconvenienced before. We know these things. But when you look at it from a large perspective of 16,200 children and 2,000 employees, it was better to go ahead and do it now. And then our community, if you'll notice, also has a calendar that's been approved. And we don't intend to make major changes. So we bit the bullet now, but we should be relatively consistent as we open the 18-19 school year, so our families can plan. We did give 2 months' notice. I know that's not always a lot when we have work schedules and things that we work around, but we did do our best with that.
Now, tell me about, you mentioned teachers, of course, in discussion of this this transportation issue and making the changes. Tell me about teacher buy-in now. What do you do to make them feel like they are part of the decisions that are being made at BISD?
Well, on the first day that we returned in January, I was able to physically get to 10 schools. And in those schools that I went to, I had teachers come up to me. I was there early. I was there, you know, at the dismissal. Very smooth first days, especially our elementaries. Our elementaries are the main ones I went to. Smooth first days, less time on duty. We need to stop and remember that our teachers in some of our schools, like, for example, Jane Long, intermediate, they were on duty till 5 o'clock because of the way that they had to wait on buses to come and get kids. So on the very first day when I was there at 3:45, and those kids were all on buses and the buses were pulling out, I had one teacher actually say to me, I don't think I know what to do. I may go shopping. Okay, so we know, and each day, you know, it's getting better at every one of the schools. We know that our middle school and high schools are the second tier, so you have to wait for tier one to finish before tier two. But it takes a little longer on that, and we're working on it. But I believe that the teacher morale will be better when they're not spending that kind of time. They need to get back and prepare for the next day, grade their papers, communicate with their families. We were not using them to the best that we can use these bright people that we have in our district. So now, individually, as far as a collective group of teachers, in the last, 7 days we've been in school, I haven't had that opportunity. I am scheduling right now, Sol Ross Elementary will be my first one, Soup with the Soup, and I will be stationing myself in every school with some fresh soup during the entire lunch span, and I will be there just to meet, greet, and talk to every teacher or employee that works in our schools.
So every campus, and that'll...
Yes, sir.
Over the next few months, you'll be
able to get
that done.
Over the next few months, yes. Okay. And my assistant is scheduling that now. I start at the end of this month with Sol Ross, and I'm looking forward to a very casual opportunity just to tell me what's on your mind, you know, tell me what you like, tell me what's on your mind.
Sure. Dr. Christy Whitbeck is here. She's the superintendent of BISD. You also meet regularly with members of a few members of the Bryan School Board and City Council. Tell me a little bit about that committee and what their purpose is.
Yes, it's a monthly meeting at City Schools, and we have our city leaders and three of our board members from BISD. We talk about issues, what's going on in the city, what's going on in the district. You know, we have a lot of partnership there. That's one of the things I'm very impressed with the entire city of Bryan, is there's been a lot of forethought with that type of partnership. For example, we have a health clinic that is for the city employees and the district employees. And that's co-sponsored together. That's a great success. We were just problem-solving in the last few months about something that may not seem like a big deal to everybody, but there were a group of senior citizens that have been playing pickleball, and they want to be able to use our facilities without cost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have certain guidelines about that, and we can't just open up our facilities to any one group without following those procedures. But we have an agreement with the city of Bryan. So by working with the City of Bryan officials, we were able to talk through how can we work together to find them a facility, because we don't have a senior citizen center in Bryan. And so that's a desire on the part of the city officials to meet that need as well. And so we worked together, and we've got it figured out. And now they have a place to go, and it works for everybody.
I know there's some stories you'd like to tell us, some things that you, you're pleased that they're doing at BISD that I'd like for you to share with our audience today.
Well, I think the biggest thing that I'm really proud of and excited about is what all is offered in BISD. I mean, BISD is a diverse community. And, you know, with all my experiences, I've been in the Houston area, Katy, suburban, I've been in, you know, east side Houston. I've been in a lot of places. And I believe that diversity is our strength. And this is a wonderful preparation for our kids as they move forward into college or to their career choice, and just to being leaders, knowing how to work with all kinds of people. And then what I love about Bryan is all the choices, the way that we have got, you know, if your child walks into our district and their niche is fine arts, you know, we've got state band, we've got, you know, kids going to the TMEA honor choir, being, you know, one of the best choirs in the state. If your child's into engineering, we have, you know, Project Lead the Way at Rudder High with 120 kids in the first year of implementation in a career path for engineering. But if your child wants to be in automotive or cosmetology or any of these other areas, we have it. We have a niche for everyone. If they're interested in dual language, we have those programs in our elementaries. So I feel like there's no child that we're not going to be able to help find the right path, because we offer so many choices, and many of them are at different schools, and we transport you to those schools. You know, in the other places I've been, which are excellent districts, we didn't transport for those choices. They were there, but we didn't. The parent was at, it was at their obligation to get the child there, and that makes it not always as equitable.
Finally today, the governor announced earlier this week that he wants to put a 2.5% cap on property taxes. The biggest portion of everybody's property tax bill is school districts, so that's going to be a new challenge for you. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that property taxes have been going up too much across the state, and I think everyone would agree with that. I'm a property owner. I agree with that in places I've lived and in Bryan. So I think I understand the motive. I don't see any issue with that as long as they fund public education, and therein lies the issue. Because what I think the public doesn't understand is that their property taxes have been going up, 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 and that money is not going back to education. So, you know, if you were in a situation of 52-48, then if all of a sudden the properties go up to 54, they don't fund you the difference. They offset it. And so we get less. And so that's what's happening. And so my message to the governor is, please meet with the superintendents. please listen to us. I'm more than happy to sit down with any elected official, but we can't not fund public education. And in the last legislative session, they did not. As a matter of fact, they mandated things that we have to do that cost more money. And in Bryan, we ended up about $500,000 less. So, you know, I think the property tax cap has a great motive because it's all about putting more money in our taxpayers' pocket. But you have to fund public education, and especially special education. You know, the governor has a lot of opinions about that lately, and we're not being funded for that at the cost that it takes us to educate the child. So those would be my comments.
Dr. Christy Wetbeck, she's the new superintendent. I keep saying new because it's your first time here. There you go. Superintendent at BISD. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for district clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for district clerk of Brazos County. There will be lots of challenges facing the district clerk's office, our courts, and our litigants in the near future. I am the only candidate in this race with the knowledge and experience to handle the tasks of this job on day one. I'm confident that I can perform the task. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Start your new year in an award-winning Honda.
Backed by the excellent customer service at Allen Honda.
Choose from a great selection of award-winning vehicles like the all-new Accord, named as America's best sedan by Car and Driver, or the Honda Civic, a KBB.com best buy for 2018, and the Honda CR-V, the 2018 Motor Trend SUV of the year.
Come find out why Honda was KBB.com's most awarded brand last year.
Trust in the blue at Allen Honda.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time, satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, there you go. So Chelsea.
Yes.
Do you have a grade you need to get changed or anything? Because, I mean, I think we're buds now. I think I've kind of bonded with the superintendent, so I didn't know if you had any grades you needed changed or anything.
I mean, I probably could have used a little help in a couple classes.
You need to dust off the old transcript there.
It's been a while.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I just trying to look out for you to see.
I appreciate that.
That's okay.
I appreciate that. But, no, I did okay in school.
All right. Brian Wilson, Beach Boys, okay?
Yep.
He had a grade in a high school assignment changed from an F to an A nearly 60 years later.
What?
NME.com says that Brian's music teacher at Hawthorne High School in California gave him a failing grade when he turned in a song called Surfin'.
Oh, my gosh.
That same song that would go on to be the debut single for the Beach Boys and sell millions of copies.
Oh, wow.
So the school's current principal invited Brian back to campus on Monday, rectified it, changed it to an A.
There you go.
Well, and that's the story they tell about Bill Gates, you know. Bill Gates, I think, flunked a class at Stanford, okay, you know, before he dropped out of school and just quit going.
Right.
But he paid to have his name on the Stanford Computing Center so that every day when that professor walked into the building.
Oh, wow. He could see his name.
There was Bill Gates' name up there.
Yep.
So,
payback.
Nice.
So there you are. That's what you do. So Robert Durwald of Forest City, Pennsylvania, and Dawn Hosey of Carbondale, both riding their electric scooters in the local Walmart, nabbed for using a stolen credit card to purchase items.
Oh.
They got away with it until surveillance video caught them, and, they turned themselves in.
Mm.
For her part, Dawn says, I never do stuff like this. I don't know what came over me that day.
Sure you don't.
Yeah. She a career criminal. I wanted to turn myself in for the girl's charge card that I used, and I wanted to tell her how deeply sorry I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know I wouldn't have done it. It's just not like me. I can't imagine what was going on. Well, hon, you did it. Don't give me that stuff.
Fess up to it.
Didn't know what was
going on.
Gotta
face the music.
Exactly. Couple of minutes till. So we were talking, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, about how much snow they'd had in the Northeast and how it was just incredible how cars were completely covered up. You couldn't see them.
Right.
Well, apparently, as we all know, the snow removal has been record. Apparently, up in Montreal, a resident decided to use this as an opportunity to confuse the police. So he sculpted what seems to be a DeLorean made entirely of snow.
Really?
Yep. Car looks so real that some people commented, in fact, that it looked like an actual car that had been covered up, and they couldn't figure out what the deal was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Fortunately, the folks thought, the cops thought it was funny.
So yeah.
Good for them.
Did you see I think we talked about this, the boat that got stuck, I guess, in the Pittsburgh on the river?
No, I didn't see that.
And
no.
It basically iced over and was stuck out in the middle of the river?
No. No. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's the Monongahela River,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really
the
cool, Alexander, unless you're right on there. The boat.
Yeah, that's probably right. New Mexico sheriff's deputy who assisted a family in their van after it ran out of gas. They figured out why. There was no room in the tank for the gas because it was filled with marijuana.
Oh,
yeah. Probably not a good place to store that
and
stuff.
And probably not good that a law officer found that for
yep.
you.
Doesn't seem like it'd be very good to use after that, right?
Well, that's probably right. It soaked it all up. No, you couldn't use the marijuana anymore, that's for sure. All right, this is scary. Retailers are tracking your every move. CBS News says that many brick-and-mortar stores are rushing to catch up with Amazon by installing floor sensors to better understand consumer habits. The sensors read a customer's unique foot compression to track you through the store.
That's weird.
And then they've got a digital display to see how long you stood in front of certain places.
That's creepy.
Retailers already use Wi-Fi to follow people when they connect to a store's internet. Companies like Sunglass Hut and Joe Malone go so far as to use laser and motion sensors to tell where you are. Just saying.
They're tracking your every step.
That's it. With that scary thought, we'll leave you till tomorrow. Go play with your dog today, okay?
Yeah.
WTAW College Station, Brian.
A government shutdown will be devastating to our military. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that. As House Republicans get ready to vote today on a short-term spending plan to fund the government beyond tomorrow's deadline,
Democratic lawmakers are really laying the pressure on their Republican colleagues with the reminder that they control both houses of the Congress, so they should be able to keep the government open. Democratic Congresswoman from New York, Louise Slaughter, said, if there is...